do anything for Trump. Then what's his name? The other guy?
Don
Rogan?
Dragunas? He lost him.
What?
Rogan.
No, Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
Dragunas.
He didn't write it. Why is he not Dragunas?
Yeah,
I think first thing you something going
no? Come on, keep the straight face. Come on.
What do you mean? Anyway, doing good, Avi. You have no idea what's going on. No, it's like, oh,
Joe Rogan.
You know,
Joe.
I was speaking to a guy. I was speaking to a guy. He was saying, I was speaking to a guy. He was saying, I live in Yeshiva.
L's mind went to some place. He says, they have no idea what's going on. The guy said, like I said something about Hezbollah, and the guy had no idea. Macharusa. I said, who? Who's Hezbollah? So you also have no idea what's going on.
Okay.
Hezbollah. Now, Avi, you're in that boat. Very naive. Who? Yeah. Those boats by bar mitzvah are good. Okay. How was the Levaya?
All we know is his father gave $2 to some random kid.
Moshe, how was the bar mitzvah?
You listen to the story from the
head. Not the bar mitzvah, the Levaya. Your father spoke? Who else spoke? Who else? Yosef's brother? Some geveit? They were crying?
What do you call crying?
When the Morgans get emotional.
It's called the Morgan cry.
Your father didn't cry. Your father.
Like when they down for them. With.
Did any of the guys speak?
It's forced crying.
It was like.
Well, she was taking stock.
I totally.
He had the box by you.
Joey?
How about Harry? Whatever the wife, the guy's wife was there. The daughter-in-laws.
Oh yeah.
They came.
Uncle?
Yeah. They came with the check, but like the why?
She's bugging out the place like 8:30. She's bugging out like 6 o'clock. We're gonna miss the flight.
We're all on the same flight.
Yeah. So I'm like,
go.
My brother was driving. Them. I'm like, it's 2.5 hours to the flight. She's like, we need a wheelchair, and it takes time for the wheelchairs. I'm like, okay, we'll get there a little later. It's not a big deal. We're going to sleep tonight.
She wants to be out of it.
There's a lot of hotels near the airport.
You know, you're a young whippersnapper. You get to a certain age, you can't do this anymore.
My brother starts making jokes. He's like,
you guys are walking out with the pockets full. The pocketbook doesn't fit on the plane. You know what I mean? You got the cash. You know, and what are you guys complaining for? You know what I mean? You allowed to take on a second in the ground. They rip open the cash bag.
He pulled my father over to the side so fast the second the flight was over.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
What do you say? Do I get anything? Yeah, for the dog. Okay, love me again.
You know. He knew what I'm saying.
Let's go. You emailed it. You emailed it to Uncle Sam. Let's go.
Now that's the point of it.
Zuck de Gemara. You could put it on. You could put it on first. Don't say nothing. Don't say anything. You can put it on first. I have a pencil for you. Zotti Gemara.
Backdated.
Get the axe that you could, you know, make a claim.
Just gangster?
I don't know why you say no on the damn thing.
Sugar?
I'm like an elephant.
Without the tongue.
Let's go. I got a frunk. Zok de Gemara. We're up to Kuf Lam Gimel and Aleph. Right by the dot. second line in. Today's Shia sponsor, Fushlami Falls on the Morocco. And for Omer Makassim Ben Arna Esther, hopefully get some hostages out.
Before elections.
Mitzvah Shem, you know. don't know how these people are living there, but they're still alive, supposedly. Zuck the Gemara. They think 50 alive is crazy. Obviously, I'm not going to say that. How would the Balgin, I'm sorry, Avi. How would the Balgin, I hope you're paying so tight. How would the Balgin, the next day, it's day, we live night. So we said, a guy. So you have a guy that he split his nechasim, between his wife and his son. Shayachadikli, left over one tree. Now you have a problem, because if he, like we said yesterday, if he gave away everything, then we say she's Michael. She's Michael Haksuba, because she's in the fold, and that was yesterday's whole block. The problem is that we also spoke out that if he buys other nechasim, then she could collect haksuba from that, because that's what it says in the ksuba, the akni, whatever the future buy is going to be. So over here, the fact that it left over one tree, she only has one dekel to collect her ksuba from. If she doesn't have anything, means if you're saying that the fact that he gave away everything, she was sort of meichel, or shtikakaida, like she's agreeing that everything is done because she was in the fold, because she got something, because she was in the split. The Rambam says that the fact that she kept quiet is only because she figured he left over a dekel. I don't know what the dekel's worth. Let's do the split. He split. He gave the estate to the son and to her. So now, but there's a dekel left over. She has no idea what it's worth. Is it worth, the ksuba's $20,000. Is it worth $9,000 or $21,000? Maybe it's worth the whole ksuba. Maybe not. Let's split. Not because I'm masking. And then we'll evaluate the dekel. And then maybe it'll be other stuff. Well, whatever's left over, maybe I'll take from whatever I split. There's no raya, the fact that she was quiet, that she's the shtika was a mechila. And Mela, she takes whatever she gets right now. There is a deka left over. She's not saying that she's Michael Exuba. She's just saying, let me take what I got. The deka's left over. We'll evaluate the deka. Afterwards, we'll reevaluate. I'll go to Besdin and I'll make some problems. I'll make some trouble. I'll hire a lawyer. Rambam says, in yesterday's case, where he gives out the whole estate, so over there it's mechilo, because there's nothing left. He's a shchimra, he's not making any more money, he's about to die, he's about to croak. So there's nothing else here. So of course, we assume that she's mechilo, by her keeping quiet is an assumption that she's mechilo, because she knows there's nothing else here. But in a case over here where he left over something, we don't assume that she keeps quiet only because she. Why should she make a problem? Let's do the split, and then we'll go to court and we'll negotiate. Zok de Gemara Amar Rav Huna Shchimra Shekosav Kol Nechosav LaAchar. It's a shaila to learn the Gemara. We'll go through Rashbam simple way. Rashbam says Shekosav Kol Nechosav Stam. V'loy pirish, loy loshim atana, loy loshim yirusha, ela stama nichse l'ploini. Means, did not say, he just said, he didn't say how it should be split. He just said it should go to so-and-so. But he didn't say if it's yirusha or matana. And he wrote all the nechosim to that person. Shekosav Kol Nechosav la'achar. So royim, you take a look. Im royil yarshay, if this guy's a royil yarshay, so neutlam shim Yerusha. Vimlam neutlam shim atana. It depends. Who's this guy? If this guy's a guy who's a stam, a total tzigikimina, Bell's yeshiva. So you say, mechtesi. They're not Yerushim, so it's a matana. We'll see later on what nafkamina is. But if this guy is somebody who could potentially be an inheritor, so then it's mishim Yerusha, and we'll see what nafkamina is. Now the Arsa Mech brings a rhyme in the Gemara. I don't know if you remember, on Shabbos, the Rashbam learned that royal Yerusha means a direct Yerush. A son or a daughter, not an uncle or a grandfather. That was not the royal yersh. The Rashbam learns that clearly. The Achrayna handle why the Rashbam learns that. Why should it be different? The Rashbam wants to bring around this Gemara that you see royal yersh is not necessarily just a son, because royal yersh. Who's royal yersh? Anybody? It doesn't have to be a son. It could be an uncle. Uncle's also royal yersh at a certain point. The what? Yeah, the Rashbam says. I'm saying that's Rashbam's shita, but the Rashbam brings a raya from a royal yersh that why didn't the Gemara speak it out? That's what he wants to say. I don't know. I'm not sure what it said over there. What did it say on Shabbos? It said royal yersh, wasn't it? Anyway. Yeah, the pasha is only a kid. Direct yerush. V'imlam nedum shematana. Amalei Rav Nachman ganve genuve lamlach. What are you doing? Why are you what's this backdoor limud? This is pashtus. Reb Yechon broke a shita that we had on two blot ago. That Reb Yechon broke a shita is that if you have someone who's gonna be a yerush, you could give him the whole yerusha. Even though that's not the way it is, you just five boys, you're allowed to give away to one guy the whole Yerusha. So this is what this sheet is. Isvir lach Rabbi Yechon ben Breika, Eima lach Rabbi Yechon ben Breika. Shmaitich Rabbi Yechon ben Breika who does lach. That's what it's going like. So what are you saying? Why do you have to backdoor this whole thing?
Because I think you didn't say Matana or Yerusha.
It doesn't matter. He said, I'm giving it away to what's it called? If he's royally Yerusha, then that's what. Then it's a Yerusha. That he's a Yerush. A Yerush has it.
You're choosing to hear Matana or Yerusha based on.
No, you gave away then all your nechassim to one kid.
Is it Yerusha or a gift?
If it's a Yerush, then it's a Yerusha.
But we could say that if it's not a Yerush, then he did it wrong.
But if it is a Yerush, then it's clearly Yerusha Pashtus, right? That's Rabbi Yechon Rishita. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's what the Gemara is saying.
That's fine, but you could say if it's bells, then
if it's bells, it's not a Yerush, it's a Matano.
Therefore it should be sweet.
Should be nothing?
Yeah.
I don't know. The Gemara doesn't say that.
That's why it's a Chiddush here.
That's the Chiddush, that's not Batul? No, there's no Hamid, it's your Batul.
You choose after the fact, based on the recipient.
Gemara doesn't seem to have that Shiloh. So Gemara says a little different. The Gemara says, Dilma ki had de ka'amrit. Maybe this is what happened was not a clear cut case where he said, I want to give away all my nechassim to so and so, but he didn't say Yerusha, he didn't say Matana, so we have this regular Shiloh. He just said, Dilma ki had de ka'amrit. Ahu dava kashachiv. Va'amulei nixi laman is the chasm go away to who should the chasm go to? Dimla planya, maybe it should go to this guy. Va'amulehu el laman. Well, who then? Va'amrit on Allah imrael yarshin netlam shirusha. V'imlam netlam shematan. Over here, he didn't say bechlal who it should go to. They're basically assuming that it should go to him. And that's a chiddush over here. No, because he didn't say anything. He didn't say a guy. He didn't say a guy at all. It's as if he says nixi loch. The response is that avli command om nixi loch. He didn't say matana or Yerusha. So Gemara says, anachanami, that's probably what happened over here. And that's why avada hold like a birchen and breaker. It means the Gemara's whole kasha was, if you hold like a birchen and breaker, why are you backdooring it? He says, of course I hold a Rabbi Yechon break over here. That wasn't the question. The Shah is not a Rabbi Yechon. The question is Bechlal if this is a gift. He didn't say give it away to the guy. That was a question over here. So we said, yeah, it is, because the Maisa, if he's royal Yosha, it's a Yerusha. If not, it's a gift. And we say that's enough of a matna shchimra. So, what's nafkamina? Who cares if it's a matana or it's a yerusha? Either way, the guy's getting the whole thing. What's nafkamina? So Gemara says very simple. Gemara had a thought. That the nafkamina is in royal yerushoi aman nazayin's mechaso. If it's a yerusha, the guy's a son. Let's say he's a son, and he gets everything. So then the halacha is that our amana gets her ksuba from the estate, because yerusha only happens afterwards, and she has a right to the estate for ksuba. So mela she collects her ksuba from the estate. Then she will not get her ksuba of the estate because it's a matana. Matana is right now. Done. Now you have to realize this matana, how does it work? There's no kinyan over here. There's no kinyan. It's called a matna shchimra. It's avo shchimra. The guy's on his deathbed. The chum said that you have to listen to a shchimra. So on that, the Gemara is going to say, so now we have a big problem. Amle Rava, migri gara? You're telling me that if it's a Yerusha, that you don't get it till afterwards. Of course, Amana gets. But by Matana, you won't get Hashab Yerusha, there I say, Amet Amana Zayin L'chasov. By Matana, there are Abanon, like Kolchkin. Over here, there was no Kinyan. Of course, if Reuven goes ahead and Mechayim gifts any guy, or even a son, he gifts him his entire estate with a Kinyan and everything. Of course the wife doesn't get anything. There's no money left. Over here, he didn't gift nothing. He just said something. The Chacham said, the halacha is, because the guy's on his deathbed, you're supposed to listen to him, so you shouldn't get all meshuga. There's a different reason why you're supposed to listen to him. So Chacham said, listen to the guy, and therefore, it goes to him. There's no kinyan. It's the Kans Chacham. So you tell me the Kans Chacham is going to override the halacha that Arisa that she gets her ksuba? That Amon and Zainus? How can you say that? Mechitesi. So on that, the Gemara falls off and says, that can't be an Afgamina. Because that's not an Afgamina. No way. There's no way that could happen. Rishbam says, But he says, U'mahachash aminon, the kamel, the Muslim isha, abanas leitar from Meshavdi, that you don't give him shabadim, hanemil matana gemura bikinu mecha gama shchimra amnasin zayin mechse mekav matana avoidin labanos. Fashleitzach that you would get only if you give it away. If you give it away, taka, there's no money. So Gemara says ela amarava. So what's an afkamino if it's Yerusha matana? If it's not afkamino, what's the point of the whole thing? The whole Gemara. Okay, the sholach Rav Acha bar Uvia the divrei Rabbi Yochanan mebroiko nichselach. What happens? The father says nichas should go to you va'achrech leplani, and then it should go after you die. This guy says, the father says, this guy in the Shchimra, he says, after this person dies, the son, it should go to another guy. If this first guy is a son, say, because it's... The Democrats. So Gemara says they're rigging something, I'm telling you. We were kids, there was a famous gangster who the lights went off in a certain city and he was able to escape with the helicopter. Those were the days.
I think Carlos just hit the wire. That's all. She ain't zoo lashem
matana lashem
yerusha.
Yerusha ain't la hefsik. Yerusha don't hefsik. So basically, if it's a yerusha, so this kid gets it. If this kid's a yerush, this guy who he says is giving it is a yerush, now this guy's kids get it out of kaladurus. It doesn't go over to anybody because that's what yerusha is. I'm like, Rav Lermachim, va'avsika. The guy made a condition. What do you mean? He made a condition that you only get it, and afterwards you go over to the guy. Who saw me? Yesh lehevsek. Man amay in lehevsek. He thought that he could. He has the right to do that. But lemaisi masa mashkos b'toyro. No, his father. This person who did it. Lemaisa, it doesn't work, and the tanai is bottle. So Gemara says, Ahud amal echai murmur zaraya. This is the halacha. The Mormon's arrived from a story. Again, a story is like we said, Maisa Rav. Hudom Lechavre, Nichse Loch, Vachrechel Aplani, Rishon Royal Yarshoi, and this first one, Rishon, Shahab, Shachiv Rishon, also Shane Katava. Sovarav Elish, Kame de Rav Lamema, Shane Amashakel. Why not? You make a deal. This is what he said. I'm a Dinah de Chatzatzta. You're a dainy chatzatzta. You're a dain that does psharas, which is a milah. There's two ways to learn the Gemara. Either he was telling him off, or he's telling him on. It means if he was telling him that he did a good thing, so he was telling him, you're a chashiv a dain. You make a pshara always, and you want to. It's a mamna mutal b'safik like, and you're always trying to make everybody happy, which is a good thing. Or he was telling him, no, chatzatza means beis akvaras. It's a bad thing. You're a rotten dying. You're always trying to make the other side happy. If that's the halacha is not like that, then what are you giving? No. 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 The pasha is not. It's not bad. Dine pshara. A pshara is a good thing. Shame became a din. Pashas was not.
No, if it's not right.
The what?
You're really long as person making sure that's not the right thing. Shame became a din.
Doesn't sound very complimentary.
It's not the much
we've
seen in
the world. Both
shots. Let's
close the
shot. I don't know. It's
all
I learned.
No. Definitely all. That's a very special. Well, it's next word tomorrow. Access, white access.
No, he was asked because Lamaisa was wrong. He paskin wrong. He paskin wrong Lamaisa. So he was a shtickle embarrassed. So I'm like dine the chatzta hachadini lav hainu sholach rav acham arovia that you don't get it. This is the psak that you're giving him. Yizik was telling him the psak is wrong. The question is, was he telling him off or was he telling him that you're a chash of a dine that's always making a pshara, but you happen to be off also. You're making a mistake. Or he was telling him that you're dying to pass in the base of kvaras. Either way, the Gemara is saying that it was wrong. So he says, the Shalach of Achmar of you don't know the halacha? So Ichsef, he was shtickle embarrassed. So Kori Aleo, Ani Hashem B'itach Shanah. So he said, you don't have to worry about it. It means the Eivish uses this post. Ani Hashem B'itach Shanah means the Eivish is going to bring, this is going by Mashiach. And basically, the Hashem, when it comes to tzaddikim, he comes through for them. So you don't worry. Don't think that I think that you're a dayan that doesn't know psak. I think you're a dayan that knows psak. I think that you're always passing good. It's this time the Eibishter was trying to save you, and the Eibishter made it that I was around, and your psak, well, you were able to catch yourself on the psak because I was around. But not that I feel that you're a dayan that's not good. I feel that you're a dayan that's chashuv. But what's it called? I saw somebody brings down. I think it's a Rishon. I think Rabbi Hanano I saw brings down that he was under 40. So he's telling him, "You're not a person that could paskin. So it's not you're. You don't have to think that you're a bad dying. But up till 40, you don't paskin. I don't know why till 40, but whatever. But I saw the Chassam Sofer says that's why every day before we start learning, we say in the beginning we say Rechonim Akoshes Benak. We say that you're preempting this Gemara. Mm-hmm. Means yes, you're davening. I shouldn't have to come on to other people to come to a situation where I'm sitting with someone and I say a wrong psak and you have to be corrected. Shouldn't even have to come. I shouldn't even have to get to this situation. As I zok tcham sefer. This is a very important Mishnah. A guy writes his nechasa to other people, does not give it to the inheritors. The Torah says there's a sequence of events, what happens when someone dies, there's a way that the Torah says Yerusha, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and by giving your inheritance away to someone who's not your Yerush, you're knocking out the mitzvah d'oraisa, and that's not a good thing to do. V'niach es banav, masha asa asui el ein rucham nechamenu. You're not supposed to go ahead and do this. You're supposed to give the, let the Torah, let the Yerusha play out the way the Torah has it. Now, it's, there's a lot of stuff on this, but I saw that, what about a wife? A wife's not a Yerush, so you shouldn't leave her anything? So he's saying a wife is different. The Maritz says a wife is different, and you should put her in the fold. But this is referring where you just take a guy, no shaykhs to the family, and you give him away the Yerusha. That's mamish going against the Torah. Now, because Yerusha, you can't give him Torah's Yerusha. You give him away the whole inheritance. You write him the whole thing. You don't allow the Yerusha to happen. You don't allow the Torah's Yerusha to happen.
Where did the Chacham see in the Torah that it was a mitzvah?
It is. Anything the Torah says is a mitzvah. Torah says Yerusha.
That's
the Torah, it's a mitzvah.
Of course. But that's, you're not bypassing.
You are.
It's only meant if there is no clear...
The Torah says how it should be. Torah says how it should be. Your person dies.
How it should be, in other words, nachla.
He's saying it's a nice thing. If there happens to be a nachla there, that's fine. If you give it away, then it's not a problem.
Correct.
Yeah, it's, so that's what the Gemara. That's
the same thing as saying.
So the Mishnah is saying exactly what you're saying.
I'm asking you a question.
The Mishnah is saying exactly what you're saying. Mishnah says it works because that halacha and Torah is only if there is an inheritance. But Lamai say no chamanu chamenu.
Why is he able to give him a matana when he's alive? He's bypassing nachla. If a guy's alive, he's on it before.
There's something called a nachla d'oraisa. The Rashbam says, "Go aka nachla d'oraisa." Right, that's why it works. It's a legal loophole. It's a loophole. But the Maisa, the Torah does not want that. The Torah doesn't want that.
That's my point.
The Torah doesn't want that. Guys, question: if you build your house with rooms that are all pachas medal damas, you have no mezuzah, you have no chiyuv to put up a mezuzah. But the master, you mevatel the mitzvah mezuzah.
Every mitzvah
kiyum
is like
this.
I'm not disagreeing. So why are you?
The mishnah's not disagreeing with you either. Mishnah says you're right. It's a legal loophole.
No, I'm saying that. Why are you saying that there's something wrong if the guy?
Because you mevatel the.
He did something. He did a legal loophole that there's no nachla.
So there's no iser, but ein ruach cham neichamenu.
That's like saying selling chametz. There's no iser, but.
No. No.
Why do you say?
No.
Tell him he doesn't have to give anything away. He's a holder of
it. No, $2 a year.
I'm saying nachla is meant that if you have a situation...
Wife is not Yerush. Maritz says.
To say that a guy...
I don't know. I didn't see. But daughters also. Yeah, kids... Or daughters also. Not, I saw somebody else say something about daughters. It's giving away to someone else. Totally... Yeah, that's a Yerush.
Why
are
you using
earnest?
Why is it a loophole?
Right. Why?
You're not allowed to...
I'm not boiling water on Shabbos.
Use those words all the time.
This is mutter.
It's called the rule.
There's a mitzvah. The Torah says he's supposed to have Yerusha. The Torah says he should have Yerusha. I didn't know what the Shiloh is over there. Yeah.
If you don't.
I don't know. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Im loy hayu banav noy geshura." If the guy's kids were OTD, so Mela, in such a situation, he doesn't want to give his kids his Yerusha. What's going to be over here? It's going to go to the guy, to the shiksa, you know, chas v'shalom, something like that. So zochur latoiv. That's good. That is good. If Shuli was here, he would go crazy. He wouldn't believe it. Such a thing. Anyway, Sigmara says, Ibayluhu,
Mi pligi rabbanon ale Reb Shimon aloi. The rabbanon argue on this halacha of Shimon Gamliel. This is Reb Shimon Gamliel's own halacha that if the kids are not knowing Keshura, they you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to be mevatel as mitzvah kiyumin. This is what the Torah says. Or no, maybe they hold. Even if the kids not knowing Keshura, you're still not. So Gemara brings a story, and this story you could touch up either way. And the Gemara is not a raya. The Gemara is going to come out with a raya at the end. Toshma Yosef ben Yoizer, Hayula ben. He had a son. By the way, Yitzchak Avinu. Avram Avinu gave away everything to Yitzchak. How is he allowed to do it? What about the Bnei Plakshim? So some say they weren't Noi Keshura, it's a Raya. Some say that it was Kibi Yitzchak Kikolar Chazara. Kibi Yitzchak Kikolar Chazara means that everybody else is like a Tziga Kimena. The rest of them are, you know, what's called. So I don't know, some fathers say that too. He gave them matanas. Well, somebody says that also. He gave Bnei Plakshim not some matanas. That's why he gave them something, so he's not knocking out the Din Yerusha. So the Gemara says, Tashma Yosef ben Yoizer. He was a story. Ben, he had a son. He was working in Glapai. So Havalei Elisa the Dinri. When I was in Satmar, Rebbe said, I wasn't learning anything. Rebbe says, you want to end up working in Bagel Mash? I like the bagels. I don't know. Maybe.
Do I get free bagels?
Like, I don't know. What's so bad about working at Bagel Mash? That was the threat that the Rebbe told me, like, in front of the whole class. Like, you're going to end up working at Bagel Mash. Those days, Avi Lang's father-in-law owned it. He'll be working for Mr. Gatz.
Does
that Rebbe call you now to tell you he's making chasana? He's flipped out. Anyway, Yosef ben Yoizer, Hayulei ben Shleinai Keshura, Avalei Alisa de Dinre. He had this big pile. I don't know what this means. He had a lot of money on the. He had a big bucks. Come Akdasha. He gave it to the Beis Hamikdash. He said, I'm done. I'm being makshe by the Kabayas. I'm not having my son take this money and go to AC. Azil, the son went. Nasiv Bas, Godul Kliel, the Yanai Malka. He went and he married the daughter of the lady who weaves who makes the crowns for Yanai Malach. Alida, she had a baby. Alida Basu, she had a baby. Zavon Binta, he went to buy a fish grill. He went to buy something, a big salmon, a full salmon. Karo, he ripped it open. Ashkenaz Maglosa found the diamond inside. So Amrolei, his wife said, "Letzantel Malka, I know the way the kings work. Don't bring it to the king to sell them this diamond because they're the ones that buy it. Shaklach went over to make clear they give you a few bucks. They're not going to give you the value of this diamond. Zil Amtil Gabig is bari. Go to the Beis Hamikdash." Rishbam says, even though there was no Beis Hamikdash, Gizbiyosh Hektish, V'kenel La'am Ne'efa, then he did but the Urum V'tumim, L'sholbam, K'dechsiv Ad Amoyd Kain La'urum V'tumim, K'adon Sh'arim L'chaver, Ad Sh'yev Mashiach, until Mashiach, no V'tumim, but Eifid V'choshim Mi'el Le'batul, the Ein Kain Godol, Mishamish V'lishmoyne B'godim. So this is one of the stones.
So it was
Urum V'tumim wasn't there.
It wasn't functional.
So he says, that's what I meant. I said it afterwards. So Urim Atumim was bottle, but the Eifer was not bottle. And Melo, they need these stones. It's a chash of a stone. Go there, they'll give you top dollar. But she was a smart lady. This girl was a learned girl. She went to Beis Yaakov. She went to, I don't know where. And Velisha Saima At, don't go ahead and you evaluate it. I'm Russell Gorg, Mr. Slay. Once you say something, you're done. So if you say, hey, I have a diamond that's worth $2,000, that means you're admitting that's what it's worth. You're basically giving to Hektish that $2,000. That's what you're saying it is, then you're undervaluing it. It might be worth $13,000, which you'll see in a minute. We have seven pouches, but Shisleka, it's worth 13. We only have seven pouches. Amalu Sheva, well, give me seven. Shis Harem Gosh Shemaim. I'm donating the rest to Shemaim. I'm happy with $7,000 or whatever that is. So Amdu Vakostru Yosef and Yosef Hichnis Achas Ubanoi Hichnis Shesh. Yosef and Yosef donated to the Bet HaKabayis one pouch. this kid donated to Beis Hamayis 6 pouches, which you see that was a good thing. So it means the fact that Yosef Ben Yosef gave away his money to Beis Hamayis, it ended up being that his son turned around because of it. Because you see by his, no, but the fact that his son had no Yerusha and now had to go fend for himself and realize his father means business. I'm not going to give you money. So the son turned around. You see, he gave away to the Beis Hamayis six times what his father gave away to the Beis Hamayis. So he was a chosh of his son. And Melo, they bring a raya from here that you see that the Gizbar wrote down what happened. They wrote down. Kosfu, they wrote under the Kosfu. So some say it doesn't mean anything. The Rishbam sort of learns that it was just like a the way they ran their books, they wrote down. But some bring down that you see that there's an inyan to be mefarsim, somebody who does a mitzvah. So they're being mefarsim, a mitzvah of this kid. They gave away $6,000. The guy gives a donation, you mefarsim it. It's a chosh of a zach. Mefarsim ois a mitzvah. Shar shna, yeah. So that's one way of learning. V'ikadami, fakert, it was a taina. It was bad. Yos miyoyze hichnas achas. Gave away that he took from the Beis Hamikdash. He could have donated everything. What are you doing? So basically, you don't have either. No. What's the halacha? Are you supposed to, if you have a son who's in Beis Hamikdash, what do you do? Tashma, Amalei, Shmuel, Yehuda, Shinner, Loit, Teheva, Be'avure, Achasanta. You should not be involved in a split that is not following the Torah. I feel him brought Bishla Bar Tova. You have one son who's learning and one son who's, you know, Yenach Haverman. The culture can brawl a brata for sure from a son to a daughter. You don't do this. And this is only if you give away everything to one daughter. And the guy has 5 boys and he gives everything to his daughter. That's a problem. But if you're giving, if you're splitting it, that's not a problem. It's still Yotze Yerushalayim and Torah. Yeah, as long as they're getting something, the Yerusha is still there. That's the way it's pashas. Anyway, that is today's blog. Just to be yaitz in the mitzvah. Yeah. You want to be yaitz in the mitzvah. Leave Harvey something. What was it? Leave Harvey something? Louis. Ein chayavim el al helm dover. Im shkigas amayza. Only if it did it by mistake. Im shkigas amayza v'chein ha-mashiach. Leva v'zor ein chayavim el al helm dover al shkigas amayza. Ein bezik hayam ha-shir b'dover shdani koriz shgokas chattas. V'chein ha-mashiach. Leva v'zor ha-shir b'dover shdani koriz shgokas chattas. It has to be specific on those kind of mitzvahs. Seriously?